Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Devin, was that everything you thought it would be out there? Describe the whole experience for you.
Everything and more. You know, warm-ups was unreal, doing that rookie lap, just looking around, taking it in for a sec. You know, it was a dream come true. You know, I've dreamt of that moment my whole life, and to have my family and friends here as well who have been dreaming for this moment also their whole lives with me, it's just incredible to have that support. And, you know, after warm-ups, getting out there for puck drop, you know, first period, didn't face too many shots. The boys shut it down, let me get into it. And then the shots came slowly, and, you know, the guys played a hell of a job in front of me, let me see the puck, and just let me do my thing. So, you know, the game went by fast. I was having fun, and I guess when you're having fun, things go fast. So it honestly just went by in a blur, and it was just, like, amazing. It was amazing.
What's your reaction to the crowd chanting your name?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The fans are unreal. You know, it's so nice having that support coming in as a new guy. You know, it's just makes it so much easier to have the warm welcome from everyone. All the fans just, like, cheering your name. It's unbelievable. And, you know, I can't take credit for the win. It's the guys played a hell of a game also in front of me. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just goes to show, like, how great the group is in the room. You know, there are a bunch of great guys. They're super warm, welcoming as well. Coming into this dressing room is easy, you know, easy process. They're all great guys. And, you know, Kevin Adams, and the rest of the staff, that was their vision, to get a group of not only unbelievable hockey players, but unbelievable people. So, you know, just having their support also it means the world to me. And, you know, being on a team that is that close is where you want to be. So I'm just super grateful to be here. Yeah, you know, it was great. I got to give credit to the boys. They made the start a little bit easy for me. You know, it's something to go in your first NHL game and try to get your feet under you. You know, it was a challenge, and they made it easy for me. So, you know, once I faced a few shots, I was feeling good, and I was ready to go, and I just wanted the puck. I was hungry. So, yeah, they made it easy on me tonight.
Your jersey sold out of the team store by the end of the second period. Do you have any thoughts about that?
No, that's crazy. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Devin, having a new defense and new teammates, was communication difficult with them or no?
Not really. I think we got along really well off the ice, you know, past week and a half. So they're good hockey players. You know, I make a bad play, they make it look like a good one. So, you know, the D are unbelievable, so skilled, so smart. So as long as I just get the puck to them, then they take care of the rest. So, you know, it's just English speaking hockey. You know, we've all been there, and I think it was the guys are really good at communicating and, you know, telling me what to do behind the net when I go get the puck. So, yeah, it was pretty easy.
Devin, what did you learn from this first game?
Yeah, you know, I learned that the NHL is hockey. You know, it's just the game of hockey. It's the game that I've been playing my whole life. You know, there's a lot of good players out there, but, you know, it's been my dream to be challenged by the best, and finally here, and I have an opportunity right now. And you know, I learned a lot from this game. You know, I thought I played well. I definitely know what I could improve on. I feel like I have more, and I feel like I've been growing every day. And you know, I think this is a start to me kind of, you know, improving every single day, and, you know, helping the guys hopefully go on a playoff run. That's kind of the goal. And you know, I'm just going to be working as hard as I can to be ready for the call. And if I get the call, I'm going to do everything I can to give these guys the best chance of winning.
What's the head count, final head count with family and friends at the game?
Probably like 20-something. It's unbelievable the amount of people that came. You know, my parents, my brother James, my girlfriend Julia, a bunch of my friends from home, from Montreal, just growing up, elementary school, high school. You know, they've been through it with me the whole time. And my school friends also from Northeastern, my teammates. They came down also. I think they drove like 6 hours today, and they're driving 6 hours back now to be back for morning workout tomorrow. So, you know, it means the world to me to have that much support here.
Did the Rangers chirp you at all to try to take you off your game?
I think someone came up to me when I was meditating during the second period. Yeah, I didn't know what he was saying. I wasn't really listening, but yeah.
Did you have a favorite Sam of the night, especially when Fox is coming down? You're wiggling the glove in anticipation. Was there any moment that kind of made you realize the gravity of what you're doing?
I think the third period was my favorite part of the night. You know, they get a goal and then a power play, and, you know, it's a 2-2 game, and what are you going to do to give your team a chance to win, you know? That's when the pressure's on, the end of the game, and those are the moments I love. You know, I was just having fun out there. I wanted some one-timers on that power play. I wanted them to find the seam and test me. You know, I feel ready, so I just wanted to be tested tonight, and I'm excited moving forward.
What are you saying?
Oh, I love it. There's nothing else I'd rather. You know, that's why I'm there. I'm there to stop the puck. You know, if I didn't want that to happen, I think there'd be something wrong. So it's my job. So I just love what I do. And it's, you know, no other guy that I'd want in the slot with me 1-on-1. So
where's the game puck go?
I got to find it.
Oh, right behind you.
I think I'm going to give it to my parents. Give it to them. You know, they've brought this moment into existence for me, you know, just helping me. I think I started playing hockey when I was 4 or 5. You know, my dad got me into the game. I remember I didn't want to play at first. I was crying, and then he pushed me to, you know, never quit. And, you know, I developed a passion for the game because of him and because of my mom bringing me to the rink every day. So, you know, let's go to them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.